Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, we've got an exciting show for you tonight. We're going to go all the way back to 1960 with a group that was phenomenal, knocking boots off. And the writers who wrote the song, it was their first track coming out, and it became a stupendous hit. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? We're going to do a lot of information on the Shirelles and their lead singer, Shirley Owens. And from my understanding, she is 80 years old. And one of the reports said she's still performing. Man, that just goes to show you, age is only a number. Because my sister was 83, and she was still painting and cruising and had her own radio show and was talking about getting a recording studio and just doing all kinds of things. So I want you people to remember, age is just a number. And some people just keep it going. Like the ever-ready battery. They just go on and on and on and on. Oh, man. That's the way I want to be when I'm 850. Still going like Benjamin Button, just getting younger every day. Hey, we got a great show for you tonight. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're locked up in jail, you can get the show. I don't care if you're in your car, you can get the show. I don't care if you got a broke phone, Obama phone, a Zip phone, a BlackBerry. They don't even use them no more. It does not matter. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and click on the big red on air button, and you'll be listening to the show. We are celebrating 10 years of me being on air. Oh, and that's so delightful. That's so marvelous. All right, it is 7:07. It's the time that I get flagged by my producer to say, Don, could you start the show? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even though I pay you, you don't pay me. I'll get it started. I'm going to start off with a track by Imagine Dragons. And it's called A Believer. And I like the words in this. He said, I'm the captain of my ship. And I'm going to feel through the pain. So, listen to the lyrics. Imagine Dragons, Believer.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Yeah. brains. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh. But they never did ever live, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down. It rained down like.
Hey, did you know I did that song at a karaoke? And the difference was I had on a tuxedo. And my group had on tuxedos. And then we would be tipping them hats. I said, Don S. McClure, he's the leader of the world. I said, Tang. And my group would say, make me a believer. Believer. I know y'all don't believe that, but that's true, man. You know, I don't, you have to come to a karaoke because you will enjoy it. And I perform a lot, and they always requesting that I perform. So I know don't be Jay if y'all can't hang with Don S. You can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. We're going to jump to a track by Anita Baker. No one in the world. Oh, man. And then we got a Bobby Womack. That's the... Oh, and I sang that, too, at a karaoke. I always sing Bobby, though. Okay. Here we go. Anita Baker. No one in the world. I like when she does that. No one in the world.
I look back on all those good times we once shared, and I must have been blind just to think I'd find someone new, one who loved me
Oh, man. Anita Baker. No one in the world, and I mean no one, can do it like Don S. Man, your head's so big, it's hard to get through the door. And we got a track by my main guy, well, one of them, Bobby Womack. That's the way I feel about you. And I want you, not you, but you, to think about the words in this song. Because, you know, the one thing about writers, they're always trying to give you a message, which is why a lot of the songs that you enjoy, they have a message in them. So I want you to listen to that. And our featured group for tonight is a group that turned out in 1964, the Shirelles, but their lead singer, man, she was bad. That girl could cut. And so her birthday, I think, is in June, like mine. So she's celebrating 80 years. Man, that's deep. Bobby Womack, that's the way that I feel about you. Everybody need love, and everybody, they afraid of love. That's what he said. I didn't say it. That's what he said.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. You're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees. You never thought she was trying to get close to me, yeah. Think it over. Think it over, girl. Think it over. Look, that's the way I feel about you. And if I can weep for your love, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind, I don't mind.
That's the way,
that's the way I feel about you. Ooh. So has many others too, but that's a sacrifice that life put you through, put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over.
That's the way I feel about you. is a sign of weakness. Check into the situation, girl. Dig a little bit deeper. That's the way I feel about it. Oh, that's the way
I feel about it.
The Temptations kind of singing. Bobby, get out of here, Bobby. That was bad, man. Bobby, bad. Here we go, play this track to follow that up. Bobby say, that's the way I feel about you. And the Delphonics, they say, you keep trying to make a fool out of me. Man, can you believe that? That somebody tried to make a fool out of me? A fool. A F-O-O-L. Oh, man. Hey, let me play this track. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. And don't forget, our featured group tonight is the Shirelles, starring Shirley Owens. Because she's bad. She can cut. So let's get this track on from back in the day. The Delphonics.
Oh, so long.
Listen, baby, I'm gonna lie.
if she didn't get the message, he said, you trying to make a fool. A fool out of me. You know you don't really like me. You don't want me. You just burning up time. That's deep, man. And you know there's an answer to that now. We're going to play that next. And then after that, we're going to take a break. It's going on 7:30. But you know, we have to let you ladies know you can't make a fool out of a mind. So, you know, you got to think about that. I don't know why. But anyway, listen, I got a lot of emails for that too. A lot of guys write me. You know, they into the relationship thing. Now, why she trying to make a fool out of me? I say, I don't know, man. Is you a fool? They say, Don, I came for advice. I didn't came for your sarcasm. I said, okay, class dismissed. Hey, I'm going to play this track after he got it together. He said, you know what? I'm not taking this fool stuff. I'm going to say bye, 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 NSYNC. And when we come back, man, we got more great music for you. And don't forget, we're going to be listening to a lot. You know, there's a musical out, or it was, about the Shirelles and this young African-American female was talking about her role in the musical for the Shirelles. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? All right, let's get it on. Like Pop and the Corn. Bye, bye, bye. So guys, when they treat you bad, just say bye, bye, bye. Just play the song for them.
Gonna start a fight. I know this can't
Lane. Hey, did you listen to the bass line in that? When that came out, the bass line was so hard. Dun 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 dun. And they made a little video where they were on the train running and trying to get away. And my little ex-cheerleader fans, they told me they was going to make a girl version and dedicate that to me. Tell me, bye, 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 dog. And they were going to do cheers. Spell it bye, bye, bye. I can't believe somebody would want to say bye, bye, bye in a song to me. Don S. Girl version, please. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. 7:33. We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, man, we got more dangerous music for you. And don't forget, we're going to do a lot about Shirley Owens and the Shirelles, and actually in the songwriters. We're going to give you the different versions of the song, too. One by Leslie Grace. Man, she can cut. And I found a track by Michael Jackson that's bad. And Glenn Lewis sang the same song. And it was bad. So I'm going to play them back to back. But let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we got more great music on the Don S. McClure Show.
Our unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do
was Cass Jackson, who does 90% of our voiceovers. That girl was bad. And I just, on your side. Oh, man, I mean, this girl can cut. Angela Beaufield. And I think she was singing that for me, though. I'm on your side, Don. You're going to be good, Don. Yes, you're going to be great. And I'm on your side. I know my mother would have sang that song for me. I said, sing it for me, Mother. Don, I'm on your side. Oh, Lord. All right, okay. Let's get to the track. Angela Beaufield.
Thank you.
Oh, man. I cried all on my computer on that one. I got my glasses all fogged up. I like that. Steer jerker. Can you imagine being outside a girl's window? You're young, you're loose, and you out there singing, I'm on your side. And did a daddy throw a bucket of water on you? And say, is that a cat outside my window trying to sing? I didn't appreciate that. A bucket of warm water at that. Ooh, man, not cold water. And then he said, go cool off. You too young to be all in love. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to talk about Shirley Austin Reeves. She was born June 10th, 1941, in Henderson, North Carolina. She was born Shirley Owens, and she was an American soul singer who was the main lead singer of the hit group The Shirelles. Now, The Shirelles consisted of classmates of hers from Pensonic High School in New Jersey. There was Doris Kenner Jackson, Addie, Nikki Harris McFadden, and Beverly Lee. And through marriages, she became Shirley Austin and later Shirley Austin Reeves. Her strong, distinctive voice meant that she was the natural choice for the main lead singer, although Jackson was also featured as lead on several other songs. But her nephew was Gerald Austin, who was the lead singer for the Manhattans. You know, them guys used to spin around. A lot of ladies liked them in the 60s. Now, Reeves enjoyed a string of hits with the Shirelles throughout the 1960s. But the most notable song was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? And that was written by Carole King. And let me get my notes here. Jerry Goffin, and Carole King was one of the lead writers at that time for Scepter Records. So she left the Shirelles in 1975 to begin a solo career, initially recording under the name Lady Rose. That same year, she recorded an album entitled With a Little Help from My Friends. And after the hit song by the Beatles, featured members of the Flamingos, the Drifters, Shep and the Limelights. I mean, these some old groups. The Five Satins, the Belmonts, Danny and the Juniors, Herman's Hermits, and Lala Brooks of the Crystals. Man, that's deep. Well, the Shirelles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. She also performed on the Doo-Wop 51 PBS public broadcast stations in 2000 and continues to tour under the name Shirley Austin Reeves and her Shirelles. Now, I don't know if they're touring now, but I know she's about 80 years old. So we're going to start the track off with one of my favorite artists doing Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by Leslie Grace. And to show you how popular the song was, Leslie Grace takes a lot of those 1964 songs and she brings them up to date, right? But she adds a little Latin style to it because she's a Latin artist. But I like the way she did it. So before we get to the little story about the musical, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, let's give a listen to Leslie Grace, one of my favorite artists. Will you still love me today, tomorrow, next week? I don't know.
Will you still love me?
Leslie Grace, and you got to see the video. She's got the 1964 cars in there. They're dressed up like little doo-wop queens, but it shows you that when you write a really good song, it just continues, and people do it in different ways. So it was tough, and she does a lot of the 64 songs, and she's young and beautiful and a talented artist. Leslie Grace. We're going to jump to the story behind the song, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? And following that, we're going to play the original version by the Shirelles. And that was the first song that Carole King actually got recorded and brought out as a songwriter.
Tonight you're mine.
This was a song that was always going to be for the Shirelles, and it was kind of a competitive thing with a few of the writers in the building. So they're like, all right, in the morning I need a song for the Shirelles. Who's got the best? Carole's 17. They've just had their firstborn, Louise, and they go home and they write, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
The Shirelles are an American girl group, one of the first to have a number one Billboard hit, which is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Incredible. They're really young girls who created magic together.
They're stunning, and everyone gets their time to like have their solo bits or the harmony bits. It's like they're unbelievable.
Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow is a song about love and relationships and finding that someone really special who you truly connect with.
But it's a scary feeling when you love someone and you're not sure if they're gonna always be there. Yeah, it's a very fragile position to be in. So for me, that's what the song is. And that's why I think it's great in the show. It comes back in Act Two after the relationship has dissolved after two children and all of this work, that she comes back on and she just plays a few of those chords and a few of the starting lyrics is, you know, I'd like to know that your love is one that I can be sure of. And it's like, ah.
Oh. Oh, man. And that was an interview concerning the musical, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? So here's the original version of Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. now, if you listen to the words in that song, back in the day when a young lady finally had her first intimate sexual encounter with a guy, she wanted to know, like, look, you know, when the sun comes up, we just spent the night, and it was probably on prom night or some little special night, but they got together, and she wanted to know, will you still love me tomorrow? You know, because I gave you that special, special thing. Oh, man. And see, back that end, you know, they were kind of like, I don't know. You know, will you still love me tomorrow? You know, you tell me that now, but I want to know. You know, one of the songs that the Shirelles made famous that a lot of people have sang, it's called Baby, It's You. And I want you to listen to the orchestration and the arrangements in this. I mean, they were like trying to move forward with recording and music and emotion and songs. Baby, It's You by the Shirelles. And I want you to listen to the background, man. Oh, man, it was like tight. Baby, It's You, the Shirelles, 1964.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you smile that touch my heart. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, oh, oh. Many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true. Well, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Can I do?
Can't help myself.
'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home. Baby, it's you.
All right. They was cutting it, wasn't they? And there's another version to that that we're going to play later in the show by a group called The Smiths. Show you how you take a song and you make it your way. And they added a little funk to it. We're going to get to a track by Michael Jackson called Fall Again. And it's on his Legendito Trancota soundtrack. And it's also sang by Glenn Lewis. Fall Again. So we're going to play the long version of Michael Jackson and Glenn Lewis doing the same track to show you how songwriters, when they're really good, people pick up the songs over and over and over and over again. And Glenn Lewis kind of makes it his own But Michael Jackson smokes it also. So after that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with more information about the featured group on tonight, Shirley Owens and the Shirelles. So let's get into Fall Again, starting off with Michael Jackson, followed up by Glenn Lewis.
Like a fire that burns in my heart. nothing but you. Staring by, and everything I'm looking for I seem to find. All this dark weight is killing me inside. I need your love in my life.
Talented songwriters are putting their emotions into their writing so that you can feel it while you're doing that little Latin turn with your girl, spinning her around, singing. Falling, falling, falling. Yeah, I can sing. I don't care what y'all say. Oh, man. That's a heck of a track. And we got some more great music for you. We're going to jump to a track by Kenny Lattimore, who definitely can cut. And I want you to listen to the arrangements in this, because see, it's the songwriters, the arrangers, and the singers who come together and make a memorable song that'll last through the ages. So I want you to think about that. If you're going to be a writer, write things that, I just gave a lecture on writing with emotion at the Hammond Library, and it was really good. I got a lot of applause. Yeah, yeah, it does it pretty good. You're kind of crazy, but you're pretty smart. they didn't say crazy. All right, Heaven and Earth by Kenny Lattimore.
'cause I'm blessed to have you to share it with. And every day there's no greater purpose than keeping you satisfied.
Oh, what? And then you should see me when I'm at the karaoke singing that, man. I tell them, turn down the lights. Light the candles on the tables. Let them ladies be, oh, sing it, darling, sing it. And when I say, hit them keys, man, they boyfriends be balling up their fists, man. So we going to get you after the show. And I'll be like, and then I know it's not ordinary. Woo! Man, I'll be cutting. I really do be cutting up, man. I like that character. Man, you got to come see me, karaoke. Man, you will be, oh, down ass. Even my maid, when she comes to me, that's my boss. That's my boss. He can sing. I love my boss. Even my priest sometimes comes. He said he a demon, but hell, man, full of grace, that boy can cut. Woo! All right, let me get to this track by Amy Winehouse, More Than You'll Ever Know. And, you know, that's one of my favorite tracks. So wait till you hear how Amy cuts it. Amy was bad. And there's a young lady that we play now that studied up under her. And this young lady, African-American female, can cut. But let's listen to Amy Winehouse. More Than You'll Ever Know. Oh, man. This is a track here. Ladies, More Than You'll Ever, Ever, Ever Know.
My husband.
You're gonna say I told you so. And if I ever hurt ya, I hurt myself as well. Now is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you more than you ever know, more than you ever know. Where my paycheck went, I brought it all home to your baby. I never spent one more cent. Now is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you ever know. Be anything that you demand. I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you ever know. Oh, I don't want nobody else. I don't need nobody else. Oh, I love you.
We're still alive. We're still alive. Still standing.
Man, and I do believe there was a lot of babies made that night. This thing, they're sitting at the table. I love you more than you'll ever know. Woo! Okay, bring me the check. Gotta go. We going home or somewhere. Oh, man. That's too deep. And that's one of my favorite tracks, man. But can you imagine being in a show and somebody singing that and you with your bunka bunka or whatever you want to call it and you looking in their eyes more than you ever know? Okay. All right, man. I'm all worked up tonight now. We'll be right back on the Don S. McClure Show. Tonight we're talking about the Shirelles, 1964, a young lady who's 80 years old, and I think she's still singing.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And like I said, we're talking about the Shirelles. Now, you know, back in the 60s and in today's time, you know, people have missed the value of texting to say goodnight, making a little phone call, sending an email to say goodnight. And when the guys and girls were traveling in their careers, whether it was business or in the military or just anything, sales jobs, you know, the Shirelles were singing a song that made a lot of sense. And the writers wrote it. And the young lady is dealing with a guy and she's saying, hey, each night before you go to bed, my baby, just say a little prayer for me. And I want you to listen to this because we've lost the value of communicating. We think saying good night is too much. A good morning is too much. Or don't email me during the day sometime just to say gookie gookie. You know, so I want you to listen to this track. I hope you don't say gookie gookie. That's kind of crazy. But anyway, Shirelle, this is dedicated to the one I love. That's the track. And this thing went ballistic back in the day. And I want you to listen to the words in this.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Before dawn.
Oh, man, did you hear that?
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Oh, man.
Life can never be exactly like you want it to be.
But she said, I could be satisfied knowing you love me. And there's one thing I want you to do. Each night while she's traveling around doing her career, just say a little prayer. Y'all don't know nothing about that, man. You so busy in the Gucci bags and Poochie bags. And
oh, I don't want to be that serious. I can't say I'm shy.
And the guys told me to make sure I play that for you ladies. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Mariah Carey. I give my all. And you know, when I play this track, I had an image in mind, like back in the day, where a young lady was going to be executed because she wouldn't turn in a guy who was in a rival army fighting for the honor of the king. And they had her on the gallows in Spain. And she said, I'm going to give my all. And they walked her up the steps. And she was like, listen, that's my man. I love him. And I will not betray him. And you know most of y'all ain't going to do that now. I give my all.
I'm not afraid to
And you know, when I imagine that film, right? She's in prison. She can see the gallows. And tell us where he is. Because if not, you will hang. And she's like, I don't care. I just want one more night. One more night with my mind. Then you will be executed in the morning. Hey, I got this track I'm going to play called It's Gonna Be Me. And it's a track, you know, the guys asked me to send some messages out for some of you ladies out there. Now, not all of them, but some of y'all. Anyway, It's Gonna Be Me is a track saying, he knows you've been hurt. He knows you've been dogged out, but it ain't him. And he's gonna be the good guy in the relationship. So listen to this by NSYNC. And the bass line is just awesome, man. But he's saying, look, I know you've been hurt, girl. This is one of them, what they call popcorn. You know, it was back in the day when NSYNC was big. Not enough for you because you keep talking about that past. Let it go. You know, some guys wrote me and said, Don, you should do a relationship show, man, because you're good at that stuff, man. I said, really, man, this year, man, we be going on, man, telling our wives and girlfriends what you said, and then they slap our face and say, don't listen to that crazy man. What did he know? I can't believe that. Yes, I'm the I'm gonna give a love show, man. Tell y'all how to do love. L-O-V-E. Not love, but love. Hey, remember we're talking about the Shirelles. Well, there's a group called The Smiths. That's the name of the group. The group called The Smiths. And they took the track, Baby It's You, by the Shirelles, and kind of rearranged it for a little funk. So I want you to listen to this. And yes, we're going to do Bobby Womack again. That's the way I feel about you. My text is lit up. My phone board is lit with blue lights. And people are like, Don, could you play that Bobby Womack? I say, yeah, I could play the Womack one more time. We got 17 more minutes to the show. And again, we come on every Friday. We're celebrating 10 years. And we got a jazz show on Wednesday. And my sister's gospel show on Saturday, where I don't clown. And my priest be looking at me like Don do right. And on Sunday, we got a classical music show. I just love music. So let's get to it. And don't forget to go to my website and get the book. I Love Being a Butterfly. That's a dangerous story there. Or To Have a Friend, which is a great book. Or any of my books. The Gods in the Beginning of Life. Oh, man, that's deep. I'm going to read that next week on the show. How about that? But let's get to it. Baby, It's You with a group called Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Oh, man. Now, if he didn't get the message, baby, it's you. I don't know what to tell her. You better stop writing me. I said, like, she done said it 15 times. She said she don't want nobody. Because, baby, it's you. You know, a lot of times, you just got to say what you feel. And stop being so shy. And stop being so, I got to wait. Till he say it, then I can say it. You know, you got to loosen up. This is 2021. Just grab him in his collar softly. Baby, it's you. Hard head sucker. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. My producer looking at me like, boy, you going to get a lot of bad mail. All right, okay. Special requests. We got 11 minutes to go. We got to play Bobby. I want you to listen to this track because it's tough. And we're going to end the show with I'm a Believer. Well, we're going to end the show with I'm a Believer. But special requests. And I've done a lot of stuff with Bobby Womack. I like Bobby. So I want you to listen to this and stop being so worried about what happened in the past with your other relationships. They gone. They are over with. Come into the new light. The light. Come into the light. Like on the TV show. Well, a TV movie. The Poltergeist. I hope you don't go into that light.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love. But everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees. Have never thought she was trying to get close to me, yeah. Think it over. Think it over, girl. But that's a sacrifice that life put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over. You better. Thank you.
Killadilla. He can cut, man. Bobby Womack, the Woman. Then Bobby Bad. And yeah, I get a lot of requests for relationships and people writing me and what should they do and how should they do it. And I was watching Queen Sugar the other day, right? And the young lady who's really sharp, right? She's got a chance to go on Gayle King's show. I guess, and talk about her relationship. And the other woman, the older woman, who's dating Hollywood, she asked her, she said, let me ask you a question. You ever heard me ask you if you liked Hollywood or not? And the girl paused for a minute. She said, not that I can remember. She said, you know why? Because I don't care what you think. I like Hollywood. So it don't have nothing to do with you. So why are you going to go on TV and tell everybody your business? You know, you got to remember your private stuff is your private stuff. And if you're feeling like Bobby, if that's the way, tell the guy and the guys. If that's the way you feel about her, then tell her. So, you know, my relationship show is going to be really big next year. And, if you need some advice, don't call me. I might give you the wrong advice. I don't want you fooling around being mad at me. All right, we're going to play this track. I'm a believer. Listen to the words in this. It's bad. And I'm going to catch some of you tomorrow on my sister's show. And can you believe this heathen writes the words to the show for moral value? And yeah, I do write them, and they are good. I got a little sense. My priest is clapping in the background. He said he got a little sense. He need to come to confession more. He got about 3 years worth of confession.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been, oh, ooh, the way that things have been, oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea, oh, ooh, the master of my sea, oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
I was choking in the crowd, building my brain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down, it rained down like... You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh. But they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like...
Proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.